If you walk into a commercial airline cockpit, there is absolutely no ambiguity. I mean, the pilot is certified, the co-pilot is rated for that exact plane, and there's this like a literal digital checklist confirming their readiness before the cabin doors even close.
Right. That's absolutely the evidence of their capability is right there before the engines even start. You don't just, hope they know how to fly based on a feeling.
Yeah, exactly. But then you step into the world of enterprise operations. You walk onto a massive manufacturing floor, or maybe into a busy healthcare facility, a global logistics hub, a retail chain, and suddenly that absolute certainty, it just
It
vanishes.
really does. It's like,
You're essentially flying blind. You're
yes.
just assuming the people on shift actually know what they're doing. And that brings us to what we're doing today on this deep dive. We are exploring a source document tailored entirely for the highest level of leadership. We are talking directly to the CEO, the managing director, the founder, or the board level leader. And welcome, by the way, to this special installment of our series, Why Scrix Matters, a Role by Role Guide.
Thanks for setting that up so well. And because we are speaking to that executive audience today, we really need to be clear up front. This is not going to be a feature by feature software walkthrough.
Oh, absolutely not.
Right. We aren't going to get bogged down in the technical weeds of buttons, menus, or user interfaces.
Yeah, your time is way too valuable for that. Instead, this deep dive is about strategic operating leverage. We're unpacking a platform called Scrix, and we're looking at it strictly through the lens of business control, risk reduction, execution, adoption, and ultimately ROI.
Exactly. If there is a core message we need to establish right out of the gate, it's this. Scrix gives leaders the ultimate confidence that their organization knows exactly who can do the work, that they can undeniably prove why they are ready, and this is key, can allocate these people without hesitation before a hidden capability risk turns into a massive operational disaster.
Okay, so let's unpack this. To really understand why a CEO needs this platform, we first have to examine that terrifying blind spot we just hinted at.
The one sitting right at the center of most boardrooms today.
Exactly. Let's talk about the reality of fragmented systems.
Yeah, let's look at what we call the CEO problem. I mean, a business fundamentally relies on people being trained, competent, and compliant to operate safely, right? That is the bare minimum baseline.
Sure.
But in reality, the evidence of this capability is usually scattered to the wind across a dozen different disconnected systems.
Oh, it's everywhere and nowhere all at once. If you actually map it out, it is shocking how chaotic it is under the surface.
It really is. I mean, think about the fragmented reality most organizations are living with right now. You have learning systems like LMS platforms, which are usually owned by HR over here.
Right, HR runs that.
Then you have static standard operating procedure PDFs sitting on some shared IT drive. You have manual spreadsheets tracking skills that a local manager just built on a weekend.
Which are probably out of date by Monday.
Oh, almost certainly. And then there are entirely separate ROTA or scheduling tools for operations. Plus, isolated compliance trackers run by the legal team, physical paper certificates literally stuffed in a filing cabinet somewhere,
Wow, yeah.
local files saved to someone's desktop, endless email trails, and at the end of the day, a huge reliance on basic manager judgment.
Which, let's be honest, is really just a polite corporate way of saying a manager is guessing who is ready to run a machine or, oversee a ward today.
Exactly. And this creates a massive gap for a CEO. As a leader, you might have these beautiful, colorful dashboards that tell you the company's total headcount.
Right.
You know the exact number of shifts planned for the week. You even know how many training courses were completed this month.
But, and here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Despite all those dashboards, you still cannot answer the most vital operational question. Who is actually ready to do the work right now? Where is the capability risk hiding? And if something goes wrong, can we actually prove our readiness to an auditor or a client?
You have a lot of data, but you don't have actual operational intelligence.
It's kind of like looking at a grocery store receipt and assuming you have a fully cooked five-star meal ready to serve.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. You have a list of ingredients, your headcount, your course completions, but you have absolutely no proof that anyone in the kitchen actually knows how to cook the dish. You're just like hoping it comes out okay.
That is a perfect analogy. Because course completion does not equal operational readiness. Watching a video about cooking doesn't make you a chef. Leaders need a completely new way to look at their workforce capability.
Wait, hold on though. I need to push back here on behalf of our executive listeners.
Sure, go ahead.
If I'm a CEO listening to this, I'm probably thinking about the massive, very expensive LMS, the learning management system that we just rolled out last year. Doesn't that already do exactly this? I mean, we spent thousands on it. It gives me a dashboard showing everyone finished their safety videos. Why isn't that enough?
Well, it's the most common trap executive teams fall into, honestly. And it's exactly why that boardroom blind spot exists in the first place. An LMS is fantastic for what it is designed to do, which is being content heavy and completion focused.
Okay.
It delivers material very efficiently, but completion alone is absolutely not proof of capability.
Right, like passing a multiple choice quiz on how to operate a forklift doesn't mean you can actually drive the forklift on a busy warehouse floor.
Precisely. And this is the paradigm shift that Skrix introduces. Skrix solves this by acting as one live workforce capability platform. It doesn't just hold isolated data, it actively connects it.
It brings it all together.
Yeah, it calculates live readiness based on assessments, practical workplace evidence, and actual manager sign-offs. And then it connects all of that to real shift demand.
So it's taking all those fragmented pieces we talked about earlier, the spreadsheets, the emails, the paper certificates, the LMS data, and it's fusing them into a living, breathing capability record.
Exactly. So an LMS tells you someone watched a video. Skrix tells you they watched the video, they acknowledged the latest safety SOP, they have been practically assessed on the floor by a manager, their external certification is currently valid, and therefore they're officially cleared to cover the night shift.
Wow. Okay.
It is the fundamental difference between theoretical knowledge and actual operational capability.
That makes total sense. And this directly translates to how you, as a CEO, answer your board. The sources detail six critical board-level questions that Skrix helps a CEO answer with absolute certainty.
Right, because think about the last time you sat in a quarterly board meeting or faced a serious operational review. The ultimate question the board wants answered isn't about training budgets.
No, definitely not.
It's simply, can our people do the work today? Not, did they take a course 6 months ago, but right now, on this specific shift, are they actually capable of executing safely?
And right on the heels of that is the auditor's favorite follow-up. Can we prove it?
Yes. This is where the audit trail comes in. If an inspector walks onto the floor at 3 in the afternoon, or, you know, there's a safety incident, can you immediately produce the exact up-to-date operating procedure they acknowledged, along with the manager's digital signature verifying their confidence?
Skrix gives you that defensible proof instantly.
It does.
Then you have the operational planning side. Question three is, can we deploy them with total confidence?
Which connects directly to workforce planning. When you're planning the rota for next week, you aren't just trying to fill a slot with a warm body. You need to know you are allocating proven capability to that specific machine or that specific role.
Which leads to question four. Where are our biggest workforce readiness risks before they actually disrupt operations?
Yeah, because most leaders only find out there's a capability gap when a shift suddenly falls short and they have to scramble. Board-level control means seeing the compliance expirations and capability gaps weeks ahead of time, allowing managers to intervene proactively.
And the fifth piece of this is accountability, right? Like,
yeah.
Are managers actually resolving these capability gaps quickly enough?
Because the system gives you visibility, it creates accountability. You can actually see the manager follow through on the floor. Are they doing the practical assessments, or are they just letting them slide?
Finally, question six. Can we scale our operating model across more sites without losing control?
Because if your capability model relies on local workarounds, a few chaotic spreadsheets, and, you know, a specific manager's memory, you simply cannot replicate that to a new facility. Skrix provides a consistent, scalable framework that works exactly the same way across 50 sites as it does in one.
I mean, knowing the answers to these board-level questions is great. It gives you total peace of mind. But let's be real here. Board-level decisions are driven by hard criteria and commercial impact. We need to look at the business case.
Absolutely. If we look at this through the executive lens, the decision to implement Skrix really comes down to six CEO-focused criteria.
Okay, let's hear them.
First is control-giving leadership, that clear, live view of readiness and risk. Second is execution helping managers act earlier instead of frantically chasing people for paperwork. Third is proof strengthening those defensible audit trails. Fourth is cost reducing avoidable waste. Fifth is scale applying one capability model across all sites. And sixth is adoption ensuring the technology actually changes behavior.
Let's zoom in on that fourth point, cost, because that's really where the rubber meets the road. We're going to walk through some headline ROI models based on the commercial impact Skrix can have. But first, we must explicitly state to you listening, All the numbers we are about to discuss are illustrative modeling examples.
Very important point.
Yeah, they are not guaranteed software outcomes. Your actual ROI is always going to depend on your specific business implementation, your workforce size, and, you know, your unique operational conditions.
That is a crucial caveat. These models simply help frame the type of value the platform drives. Let's start with reduced agency and overtime pressure.
Okay.
Think about how this happens in the real world. A capability gap is hidden because it's buried in a spreadsheet somewhere. Suddenly, a shift falls short on a Thursday afternoon, and the manager has to scramble to bring in expensive agency cover or pay massive overtime just to fill the gap.
Right.
Because Scrix lets you see those capability gaps weeks earlier, internal cover is just much easier to plan.
So the illustrative model here, if your annual agency and overtime spend linked to these capability gaps is, let's say, 500,000 British pounds, a conservative 10% reduction just from having better visibility equals 50,000 pounds saved right there.
Exactly. Next is faster onboarding and time to productivity. When learning is disconnected from practical sign-offs, new starters languish in this sort of shadowing phase. Way longer than necessary.
Oh, yeah. They just follow someone around because no one is quite sure if they are officially ready to do it themselves.
Right. Scrix connects the learning directly to the practical readiness sign-off.
And the model for this one, if you have 100 new starters becoming fully productive just 1 week faster, and you value that productivity at 500 pounds a week, that's another 50,000 pounds in potential value. You're accelerating the time it takes for an employee to actually contribute to the bottom line.
Then we have reduced management administration. Think about the hidden cost of managers spending their Friday afternoons playing detective.
Ugh, the worst.
They're manually chasing training records, tracking down physical certificates in dusty filing cabinets, and cross-referencing rotas with, like, three different spreadsheets.
It's exhausting just thinking about it. So our model here, let's say 20 managers save just 2 hours a week because the system automates this visibility. At 35 pounds an hour, that frees up 72,800 pounds in management capacity over a year.
That is a lot of time.
It is. That is time they can spend actually managing the floor, mentoring staff, and improving operations, not just doing administrative data entry.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, one of the most significant ROI drivers is retention and internal mobility. When people have clear progression pathways, when they can log in and see exactly what they've achieved and what roles they can work towards next, they are far more likely to stay.
And the sources back this up heavily. I mean, independent research from Gallup, McKinsey, and LinkedIn all validates that visible progression, recognition, and internal mobility are massive drivers of workforce retention.
Yep.
For our illustrative model, in a 1,000-person company, if providing this clarity drops your turnover by just 2 percentage points, you retain 20 people. If the replacement cost is roughly 3,000 pounds per person, that's 60,000 pounds saved.
Finally, there's the value found in lower compliance exposure and reducing duplicated systems. Scrix consolidates the work normally spread across an LMS, SOP management tools, compliance tracking software, skills matrices, and planning tools.
That's huge.
You can often reduce your software license footprint, but more importantly, you completely reduce the audit panic and the massive fines associated with compliance failure.
Okay, the math is incredibly compelling. It paints a really great commercial picture. But let's be real for a second.
Sure.
Human nature is the ultimate software killer. We all know companies that buy brilliant, expensive software. They roll it out with great fanfare. And then nobody actually uses it.
Oh, happens all the time.
The frontline ignores it. Managers go back to their secret spreadsheets. And we've just funded very expensive shelfware.
You've hit on the exact nightmare scenario for any CEO funding a tech rollout. And this is exactly why Scrix incorporates what they call adoption intelligence.
Adoption intelligence.
Yeah. For a CEO, a successful implementation isn't a vanity metric. It isn't a simple login count. Someone logging into a portal doesn't mean your business is safer or more productive.
Right. I mean, I can log into a fitness app for my couch while eating a donut. It doesn't mean I'm getting fit. The metric is completely useless if the behavior hasn't changed.
Precisely. True adoption means behavioral change on the operational floor. Scrix adoption intelligence shows you if the rollout is actually converting learning into readiness.
Okay, so it measures the actual follow-through.
Yes, it tracks the manager follow-through. It highlights which specific locations or even which specific shifts are lagging behind and need intervention. It gives you board-level proof of measurable operational value emerging from the deployment.
This is how a CEO actually protects their investment, which leads us to how you start this process. You don't just flip a switch for 5,000 employees on day one and hope for the best.
No, please don't do that.
You run a pilot. But the sources outline what a true CEO-friendly pilot of Skrix should look like. It's not just testing if the software turns on. It's testing the operational impact in the real world.
Exactly. A CEO-friendly pilot should focus on just one site, one department, one role family, or even just one shift operation. And it needs to prove several concrete things to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
First, you need to see total visibility of readiness for that specific area.
Second, it should produce a clear, exposed list of hidden training, evidence, SOP, certificate, and sign-off gaps, right? Like you want to uncover the risk that was previously invisible to you.
Third, it must provide proof that managers are actually generating and resolving actions inside the platform. You need to see that behavioral shift away from email and text messages.
Fourth, you want to see a tangible reduction in those local spreadsheet workarounds, the manual email chasing, and the time spent gathering evidence. It should prove that readiness blockers are being closed faster.
And finally, the pilot should deliver a very clear before and after view. You need to see the improvement in capability cover, the drop in compliance exposure, and the increase in manager follow-through.
It brings me back to my fitness app point. It's the difference between buying a gym membership and actually tracking your heart rate, your stamina, and your muscle growth over time.
That's exactly it.
Skrix Pilot doesn't just show you bought the software. It proves your company's operational muscles are actually getting stronger, that the capability is actively building.
And that fundamental shift from tracking simple activity to tracking actual workforce strength is the ultimate conclusion for the C-suite. If we summarize everything we've unpacked today, Skrix is not just another LMS or a shiny new training app. It is an enterprise-grade workface capability platform.
It's an entirely different category of operational control.
It is. It allows a business to build capability dynamically, undeniably prove that capability with hard evidence, keep that capability continuously current, and ultimately deploy people to the work with absolute unshakable confidence.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? I want to leave you with a thought to really mull over. We've talked a lot about operational safety and compliance, but think about your company's overall valuation.
Oh, that's a great point.
When it comes time to sell, to acquire, or even just to secure a massive new enterprise client, your due diligence won't just be about your financials anymore. It will be about the unshakable proof of your operational capability.
Absolutely.
Imagine walking onto your operational floor or into your next board meeting tomorrow. If an auditor or a major client suddenly asked you to prove right on the spot that every single person on shift today is 100% qualified, compliant, and ready for the specific tasks they are doing, could you do it? Or would you be scrambling for spreadsheets and crossing your fingers? Are your people a liability hidden on a spreadsheet, or are they a proven asset you can verify in seconds?
Well, Skrix, you don't have to cross your fingers anymore. You just know.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.